This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, we're back here with Raheemian Harris. Russell Dorsey kind enough to sit in for Layla, who's getting ready for the Sky Lynx game as the Chicago Sky try to knock off the first place Lynx for the second time in their last two attempts after beating them on Saturday night. Should be a great game down in the South Loop.
With a most improved player, Angel Reese?
I mean, she's looking like that person, but can you be most improved when you are an all-star in year one and then you're an all-star in year two?
Her game is absolutely
I was going to say, the point forward position suits her very well.
Yes. She's,
like, they, out of necessity, needed her to be the point guard, and it really helped her game.
Well, she was a guard. Growing up, she was a guard. She had a crazy growth spurt.
Oh, she won't let you forget it.
Yeah.
And number one wing player coming out of high school in Baltimore. She will mention that at every turn.
So now they're turning her loose. You're hearing voices to them in just a moment, but first we're going to thank our guest, Robert Mays, who joined us. Chuck Swirsky, calling from Vegas, where Lawrence was just a few days ago.
I was watching games with the legend.
Okay, so the legends were getting together. And really, thanks to Ray Diaz behind the glass, along with Robbie Triano. Also, a thank you to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Brandon Fryer, also helping out with the whole Twitch thing. And yeah, we had a good time, Russell and I, talking about all things on day one of the All-Star break. But for more on all the conversations, let's bring in Lawrence Holmes, Jason Leisure. It's Spiegel and Holmes, no Matt Spiegel.
Yeah, Spiegs has got a couple of days off, which is weird because he's the baseball guy, so he kind of went on All-Star break too. I've been asked, am I going to do, is Caleb Williams good this week? Because that's usually what I do on All-Star week, is I ask people if the quarterback of the Bears is good.
It's the time.
Is he good?
That's what we have to find out.
Segment two will be LeBron or Jordan.
Then a Mount Rushmore.
When are we getting to Marino, Montana today?
Oh, I like that.
That's an old.
I like
that's
that
a throwback.
One. That's a long time. Yeah,
I think that's something that can be done. But no, I'm back from summer league, and it was beneficial to go. I'm glad that I did that. And Russ and I are in a group chat with Shakia Taylor, and being out there in the Vegas streets for more than 3 or 4 days, it could turn bad for you real quick.
I have a 72-hour limit on Vegas.
I was going to ask, what's the longest you guys have?
It has to be 72.
I've been there for the full 5 days, like a 5-day trip. I was there from Wednesday through Sunday 1 year for a convention. And by day three, this is when I was in my 20s. So by day three, I didn't know up is up, down is down. Like, you know, because you get inside, there's no windows, there's no clocks.
They're pumping in oxygen.
You're going to bed at like 6 a.m. every morning. You're sleeping for 2 or 3 hours, and you go back at it.
I told Jason that I forgot to eat dinner twice.
I asked him where he ate, and he's like, I think I forgot to.
The GM meetings were there a couple of years ago, and that was my first time like in Vegas. And it was 72 hours. Our industry loves adult beverages.
They go.
Yes.
And when you get around your friends, you also love adult beverages. But the no windows thing, you don't know what time it is, and you're kind of just drifting in these lobbies, and then you see somebody, you know, let's get a drink, and you're always going to say yes. So 3 days has to be the max.
I was there for DePaul played in a tournament in Vegas, and I was on the play-by-play team. Me and Zach were there to do the games. So I was there, same thing, I think, Marshall. I think it was Wednesday through Sunday for that. Now, at least with that, there's three games to prepare for. So that kept me in the gym and out of the streets.
But this time you were in the streets.
No, I'm in the streets. That's why they've made sidewalks, right? Because the streets ain't for everybody. But I hung out with a lot of basketball writers, and there's a couple things that I walked away with. One, basketball writers love to play basketball.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of that going on.
There's annual pickup games at the All-Star weekend every year.
There were pickup games this week, and I was like, I'm good on that. And the other thing is, it's too damn hot in Las Vegas.
But you knew that. You've been to Vegas enough to know when danger time is.
And I've been to Phoenix enough to know that it's danger time. But just walking out there, even just like from the parking lot to the Thomas and Mack Center, set ablaze.
That's a good place for cargo shorts, and it might be the only one because you just stuff the pockets full of bottled water.
Yep. But it was a cool event, and seeing what the Bulls got going on and talking to a bunch of NBA people, it was definitely mission accomplished. It was a good choice to go, and I think everyone should go. And for fans, it's so dope because it's just ball. Like if you are a hoop head, it's 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., game after game after game. Guys that you're like, wait, that guy's on a roster? Like, wait, that guy plays for the Bulls Summer League team, or this guy plays for the Clippers Summer League team?
You know who needs to go to the Summer League? Charles Barkley, so he can have a better case for when they play, who he played for. That'll help him get acclimated to new guys on new teams.
It's weird.
It'll be his way of finally learning who was at which college, too.
Yeah, well, that too.
I mean, it won't help him at that point. But
Lawrence, from your time at Summer League, can you give me your take and thoughts on Bulls first round pick? No Essengate, because everything I've heard in the last 5 hours has been he will be seeing a lot of Hoffman Estates.
Yes. He will be... So I saw him play two games
down there.
Every time I looked up, he was on the floor, Russ.
That's not great.
He's a little light.
Lightening it.
Needs to get with Russ. Yeah. Needs to get Russ.
Yeah, he
put him on a program.
Yeah, put him on a program.
He definitely needs to be in a program, and I'm sure they'll get him on one. His wingspan is a lot, was undersold, okay? Like, he is a guy that you could see if he can put it together. But the problem is that we keep saying that about Bulls prospects, is that if blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah happened, this guy could be good. But when it came to the physicality of even fringe NBA players, because that's what you're talking about on most of these rosters, he was getting pushed around quite a bit.
That is quite very discouraging.
That's hugely discouraging.
Especially knowing there was an unprotected first-round pick on the table when they drafted.
One of the things that Russ and I bond over is our hate-loving of the Bulls. I don't know what
hate-hating.
Yeah, we're always mad at them.
It's expanded to hate.
But we only hate them because we care.
We hate them because there are ways to get closer to winning that they refuse to do.
And so them saying, you know what we can do? We just have this roster that could do anything. Why not draft a guy that's going to take 3 years to be ready?
Let's keep Kobe White and Vooch on our roster post-draft and get no assets.
Yeah, and you're probably, I mean, they'll have an opportunity to get at the table and try to extend Kobe White, but he's headed towards free agency, and he's going to make a lot of money in free agency. By the way, they were all down there. Kobe, Io, Giddy. The Giddy thing is really interesting because I think he thought there was going to be a more robust market for him.
And he found out
that there is not a robust market for him.
We knew that by the numbers, by how the salary cap, the second apron, all that works, is there was not going to be anywhere for him to go.
I think he may have gotten some bad advice.
But also, all the other restricted free agents are in the same bucket who are trying to get paid. The Quentin Grimes, the Jonathan Kamingas of the world.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think to go to Jason's point about why we bought, we both agree, this would have been years ago, that they should have, like, tanked.
They never do.
And they never did. And in this NBA, that's the only, now that you can't buy your way out of bad, that's the only way that you can really succeed, unless you're going to go the Pacers model. And I don't trust their front office to find a Tyrese Haliburton, who they could have drafted, by the way. And we thought they would have.
I remember Jason Goff saying, like, he was adamant about it. He's like, they should draft Tyrese Haliburton. Like, I remember that.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it.
And Casey wrote, like, yo, they really liked him, and they didn't do it. And so if you're not going to be one of the two or three worst teams in the NBA and get that high potential
top five pick,
like your Cooper Flagg, right? Like your Ace Bailey, your any player like that, you're really kind of trying to find a diamond in the rough. You're Donovan Mitchell that's in that middle of the first round.
Man, the odds of that are so low.
Right.
There's something to admire about the refusal to tank, but it only in this sport, the way you get good, the only way that works, the only way that is a successful course to just say we are not going to burn it down is if you're like Miami or the Lakers and you're going to be in the mix for all of these top free agents or disgruntled superstars who want to get traded. And every time one of these guys comes up, as soon as we saw the headline a month ago, Kevin Durant wants out. Here's the teams he's interested in. You got to click to see who they are. Like, I know who it won't be. I know who will not.
Jason looking at the clickbait like,
Kevin Durant, these are the 19 teams he's interested in. I can tell you one team that won't be in the list.
Well, that's crazy.
I'll say this, and look, it's summer league, and not a lot matters from the basketball that's played. It is frustrating to see the Bulls' top pick get pushed around the way that he did. I'll say this. I liked Cooper Flagg, didn't love him as the number one pick. But NBA people talk about this all the time. He got that dog in him. When he felt the energy of the Thomas and Mack Center and it being almost full for his game against Bronny, he ISO'd Bronny three or four times. And both of them were up for it. And I like that. He is not afraid of the moment. And that... he's not afraid of the physicality, and he's not afraid of the moment. The other guy that I like, Carter Bryant from the Spurs. And I imagine, especially now that I'm within earshot of your smartphone, you will start seeing some of the videos of Carter Bryant on your reels or on TikTok. You want to talk about a guy who understood the assignment of, I am here to whoop somebody's ass. He did that defensively in every single game that I saw him play. He's picking up people 94 feet. Like it is, he is not just sitting there on his draft status. He came out there and played. Give me those type of guys. Give me the guys that I see them not just being like, well, I don't have to be here. You know, I'm just kind of going through the motions. No. That guy is like, hey, who wants it? Because I'm ready to give it to you no matter what.
So Bulls back in the playoffs 2032 is what you're saying.
I think they think that they could be in the playoffs this year.
And I'm not including playing in that. Like you mean like the playoffs?
No, they could be. They could realistically and legitimately, depending on what happens between now and the trade deadline, be in position to be in the playoffs. And that's kind of what's the fool's goal of it all,
because
in the playoffs could be 8 seed, 7 seed, 6 seed. That's
10 seed.
Well, no, but he's saying
I'm not counting the playoffs.
10 seed into the 8 seed.
Yeah, 10 seed into right. Well, into the 9 seed.
Yeah.
And the 8 seed, yes. So that's a possibility, but it's going to be so ugly when they get there and get stomped out.
Teams have improved. Atlanta's improved significantly. Orlando's improved significantly. And even with no Jason Tatum, the Celtics are better than you.
Same for the Pacers.
Same with the Pacers.
So, like,
we've now named
with the Bucks.
We've now named 5-6 teams.
So what Marshall's saying, this is the problem Russ and I have had, is I think what you're saying, Marshall, could have been true like any of the last several years.
Absolutely.
100%.
The Bulls could get in the playoffs, but it's one of these irrelevant playoffs.
Yeah, because
when they put together their team with DeRozan and Ball and whatever, we just sat there and we're like, best case scenario, this is a 5 seed. Who cares?
Right.
It doesn't matter.
And even if you're looking at it and you go, oh, well, you know, it's funny because the Bucks did with Dame what the Bulls should have done with Lonzo. And they were just like, it's just money. We're going to move on, or we're going to stretch this out. The Bucks, even with no Dame, and they still have Giannis, are better than you because they have something that you don't. You don't have a superstar, and it's you got to grow one, and you haven't really shown an ability to draft one. And so, hence the problem. I like Kobe White. We all like Kobe White. He's pretty good, not a superstar. And if you're going into battle with that guy as your front guy, you're going to have nights where he goes off for 35. The United Center is going to be humming. The place is going to be banging, like all that stuff. And you're going to end up in the exact same place that you've been in for the last few years.
I dial up my inner Becky Hammon, who famously talked about little guys in the playoffs, can't trust them. And to my point, they were like, well, what about Steph? He's like, yeah, Steph, the greatest shooter of all time. That's who you're
also
throwing at
bigger
me.
Than people think.
Yeah, 6'3". But she, I think she's saying like 6'3" and
no,
under.
No, yeah, you can have the.
There's one.
Yeah, there's one. Even like
who else?
Jalen Brunson.
She was saying right. Because she was talking about Brunson. It was just like, I don't know if he can be the dude, and they win a title.
And he has not. They lost. Look who they lost to. They didn't lose to a team that had this mega star. That like, it wasn't like they lost to Giannis.
It's a bad man. I understand her point. That I think.
What I'm saying is the same thing she's saying is what we've all been applying to the Bulls in terms of how do they get a star. Yeah, it could happen that way, but the likelihood is so slim. Why would you not take either a multiple avenue path to try to get your superstar? They refuse to acknowledge that draft assets matter. That's their number one problem. Once you punt on the idea of collecting draft assets and putting yourself in a position where you can trade for a superstar, you've literally eliminated one of the ways you can actually get this player that you're thinking of. When Giannis became available, maybe this offseason, I was like, yeah, stop talking about Giannis and the Bulls. The Bulls have nothing to give the Bucks.
Also, if I was him, why would I come here?
Because
who would I play with?
Because you own half a restaurant with Lou Cannella.
Sure. He's still, what you're implying sure. is Milwaukee's a better place to be right now. And if you care about your career at all, it really is.
It also is great for Giannis because he's kind of left alone up there in Milwaukee. Yeah. And that might not be the case down here. To speak to your point, that's the part that breaks my heart. Like, I'm older than you two, so I am one of, like, the children of Jordan. Like, I grew up in that. And to see now, because I remember when he left and I was working here, the whole idea of, well, people didn't like the way that Jordan was treated on the way out, so free agents will never come here. And then 10 years after that, I was here when Dwayne Wade was like, no, we're not going to Chicago. No. We going to Miami.
Yeah, I'll come back here when I'm 45 and done.
Right. And now it's 15 years after that.
Wow.
And there have been no major free agent signings here. Like, that's the thing where you talk about if you're going to build up, you have to build up. You have to be a destination.
Yeah.
And something happened. And now Chicago, the league's second home, is not a destination for people.
Milwaukee would be ahead of it. If there were players right now that wanted to get out, if there were Damian Lillard-type players like there was a couple of years ago, they would be wanting to go to Milwaukee instead because that's a chance to win.
Yep. So it's frustrating, but I had a good time.
Just a point of fact, though, they did eventually get Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
Past their prime. Like.
Yeah.
They had Carmelo for a couple of days, I think, before they flipped him or bought him out.
Yes, correct.
They did get their man, Lance.
I will say, though, that there was, when Carmelo was still in his prime, I talked with someone in his camp. The Bulls were actually high on his list. Like, he legitimately thought about him and D. Rose. Like, that could be a thing. But then it never materialized. And then we were blaming Derek. Like, it's like, well, why won't Derek go out and recruit these guys? And like, why should that be his job?
That's not Derek's job. Yeah.
You know, it's all sorts. He's holding a chess event out there at Summer League, by the way.
He is loving being all things chess.
I love this version of Derek.
Has he played Wimby yet?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was here last year, I asked him about it because, you know, I play a little bit. And so we were discussing, like, I love that this is who he is now. That it's like, here are my braids. I like playing chess. I'm Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
I love it.
Me too.
I love it all. Don't love the Bulls' results so far, but hopefully things will change one day. 5 to 10 years away from being 5 to 10 years away.
That sounds about right. Russ, you're going to come and hang out with us tomorrow, right?
I am. That is the plan. I'm going to come in here in the 1 o'clock hour with Marshall and Layla, and then I'll hang around and then be with you guys.
All right, cool. Nice. We'll do like a sports adjacent reunion.
Oh, I like that.
The people have been asking.
Yeah.
And I've been
holding
people off like, hey man, we just need some time.
Yeah, it's like the Detox album. That's what it is.
And finally, Russ, a moose broke into a Denny's in southern Idaho.
I haven't heard him say that in a long time, so I'll be looking
forward to
that.
See, we can do some of that. Here's what we do have planned for today's show. We haven't gotten a chance to talk about Ryan Poles getting an extension, so we're going to do that on the show. Have you guys watched Quarterback on Netflix?
I have not yet.
You need to. It'll give you some insight into what to expect from Caleb Williams, because one of the quarterbacks is Jared Goff, and there's a lot of stuff in there that you can pick up about what's expected inside of a Ben Johnson offense. Jason and I are going to talk about that at 3 o'clock. Herb Howard is going to be here. Yeah. He's going to hang out with us at 4. That's going to be great. See, last time you said that he was early. He wasn't even on time. He was early. I'm riding with my guy Herb Howard.
Anomaly.
He's going to be here on time at 4 o'clock. I see what you're trying to do. You're in the room with three black men. Like, oh.
That is not true at all.
Wow.
That is the farthest thing from truth. I don't believe Russ has been late to a thing in his life.
It's true.
I'm guessing Russ was born at not only the right day, but the right minute.
Jason said
that the doctor.
Jason's like, Russ is one of the good ones. He's going to kill me.
Get out of here.
Not the respectability politics.
Jeez.
I would say he wears his pants not sagging, but he obviously doesn't know where sleeves are either.
Oh, he speaks man. So well. John Morosi is going to join us at 5 o'clock. We'll talk about the White Sox reunion and the continued disrespect.
Oh.
It happened again.
Yeah, it was nasty.
It's ridiculous.
I was watching the draft.
Diabolical.
That is not accurate. It's really, really bad. We're going to start off, though, talking about Ryan Poles and the extension that he got. That's next. Jason is in for Spieg. Spiegel at Home's next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.